Been a long time, Scout. Looking a little long in the tooth there. Of course, who am I to judge?
Maxie, get behind me.
Like heck. Give me back Val, you twisted...
Didn't your parents ever tell you to be gentle with your toys?
Yeah! My laser gun! It shattered like glass. How did he...
Maxie, I need you to describe the figure that stands before us.
What?
Do it. I dare not. But the people must know what evil looks like.
He's a gaunt and skinny man in a three-piece mildew green suit and hat. A bright yellow scarf is wrapped around his neck. His skin is a pale gray, almost blue. He barely blinks. And his smile. Why won't he stop smiling?
They say you're never fully dressed without one. But where are my manners, little plaything? I don't think we've been formally introduced. They call me Cold. Indrid Cold.
Cold? What, your mama call you that?
It's a name, a descriptor, and a profession. Why not come along with me and find out what I mean? I know the perfect game to play with you.
You will not touch them, Colt.
Ooh, you've gotten a little poison in your voice since last we spoke, Scout. How positively invigorating.
You have their twin. Return them at once.
Easy, little Scout. We'll get there. First, let's have a seat, you and me. Catch up. Ooh, what's this here? Hello, testing. Ground control to Major.
Give me that. You're an absolute brute, Cold.
There, just like the old days. Gotta say, I almost didn't believe it when I caught wind of you in the area. You're the last thing I expected to still be kicking around this dustbin. What's your secret?
I'm not an impetuous fool, unlike some.
Temper, Scout.
Do not call me that, and cease your endless prattle, Cold. Now name your terms.
For the human? Afraid you might be confused here. This one's a special order from on high, and you know just as well as I do what the captain wants. The captain gets.
Spare me the intimidation tactics, Cold. We wouldn't be talking if you couldn't be bought.
And what, pray tell, does a dried-up old scout have that I would want?
The same thing you always want. Diversion.
Stranger, what's happening?
Hush now, everything's fine.
You've got a fine memory there, Scout. You have my attention. A game, is it?
Just like the old days, right? A trade of teasers. One apiece, ad infinitum. First one stumped loses. I win, you return Val.
And if I win?
I return with you.
Oh, no. What's the fun in getting what's already mine? No. How's about you? And the twin. We could use a matching set.
Stranger!
It won't come to that, Maxie. I promise. You have a deal, Cold. Now let's play.
Well, age before beauty.
No, please. My challenge, your move. I insist.
How very kind, Scout. All right. I have empty cities, waterless rivers, and untraveled roads. Who am I?
You are a map.
And you are correct. Thought I'd start out with a warm-up. And yes, the irony of that is not lost on Miss Scout.
What's that old adage? Your first underestimation is often your last mistake.
We're here to trade teasers, not benign platitudes, little scout. Your turn.
I am the beginning of everything and the end of everyone. Who am
E,
I?
E, you're the letter E, you dolt.
Correct.
If you're not going to at least try and offer a challenge, you might as well just gift-wrap the human for me.
Eyes off them, Cold. You face me. Now take your turn.
My, oh my. You really have changed quite a bit these many years. What could have caused such a thing, I wonder?
Take your turn.
All right. The more you take of me, the more you leave me behind. Who am I?
You are... Footsteps.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Correct.
Maxie!
I'm okay!
You survive yet another round, but for how much longer, I wonder?
My turn. I have a silver tail, a silver head, but no body. Who am I?
Silver tail. Whatever could you be?
Do you give up?
I may have to, except... What's this behind your ear? You're a coin, you imbecile.
Correct.
Too easy.
Stranger, I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Maxie, please trust me.
Hey now, enough with the whispers. It's my go, Scout.
Then go.
Now, what to pick? What to pick? The thing which falls but does not break, too simple. The thing that if named is destroyed, perhaps, but then again, maybe you've moved past all that childish nonsense, but then again... Again, maybe you need a subtle reminder of where you came from. Oh, I know. I am born. I breathe. I consume. I travel. I even die. But I am not alive. And I never will be. Who am I?
How dare you?
Oh, come now, Scout. It's not like it's a trick question. Or is it?
You degenerate scum.
Is that your final answer?
No, but this is!
Maxie, no!
Oh, dear. Little plaything. Look at what you're making me do.
Put them down, Cold. Now!
This one decided to interrupt my game, and you know how I feel about that. Oh, better hurry and keep the game going, Scout. I can feel all those little human lights inside just fading away.
It's fire! You will not distract me, Cold. You are fire and nothing else.
Correct.
Maxie, are you all right?
Fine. Just...
Cold?
Don't worry about me, no stranger. Just kick his caser to the curb.
You are welcome to try, little scout. But we both know which way this ends. There's nothing you don't know that I didn't put there first.
All right, then, Colt. My turn. What do you call a blind stag?
What?
You heard me.
I'm not sure I did. A blind stag? What kind of nonsense is that?
It is my teaser.
It is a question with no answer. Like a sneak thief, you attempt to deceive me.
Come now, Colt. You think I could manage getting a lie past you? Now answer. Unless you don't know.
Tell me the answer. Unveil to me how you have cheated. What do you call a blind stag?
No idea.
Is this some kind of joke?
Actually, yes it is. But it's also your defeat. Game over, Cold.
Val! Are you a rat? Wake up!
They will be fine, Maxie.
Can't rightly say the same about you, though.
What? No! No, no! The stranger beat you fair and square!
Yes, and so the game is over. But now, what's to stop me from breaking the three of you into bits and laying you at the captain's feet, piece by piece?
Stranger?
Oh, come now, Scout. You didn't think I'd be so stupid as to risk going back empty-handed, did you?
Of course not. That's why I was ready to do this. Go ahead, Maxie. Describe what you have seen.
You just took your arm off your body like a tire off a car. And your shoulder socket. I can see inside. It's just a bunch of metal and wires and lights. I don't...
Take this, Colt. Take it to the captain and let it know I'll be coming for it. On my terms.
And why would I do a thing like that?
Diversion, Colt. What else?
The years really have made you far more interesting, Scout. Fine. I'll deliver your arm and your message. And I eagerly await the results. Can't wait for you to see the old place, really. We've even made a few changes since last you were there. Should be quite the reunion.
Please, Colt. If you have an ounce of mercy in you, tell me, is she alive?
Like I said, Scout, I eagerly await the results. Just remember one thing. No matter what you think you've learned, you were made to return to us. So you can keep us waiting as long as you want. But that truth is in you. Forever. Well then, I best be off. Good evening all, and do try to bundle up, won't you? There's something in the air tonight.
Gone. He's finally gone.
And he likely won't return. But in case he does, you'd best pack bags and burn this place to the ground. No time like the present to meet the big, wild, and dangerous desert.
Wait, where are you going?
Far from you. It's for the best, Maxie.
Hang on. Take it. 112 eagles. It's all we got.
I can't accept it.
I hired you to do a job, and you've done it.
Maxie.
Please. You've given me more than I can ever repay, stranger. At least take this. At least.
Thank you.
I wish I could give you more. I mean, you gave up an arm for us.
Yes, well, that's what friends are for.
Goodbye.
Keep it strange. Would you look at that? The prismatic stars. Well, I guess it's just you and me again. Let's see how far this road will take us, my friend. Before it leads, inevitably, home.
That's a wrap on season one, folks. Be sure to leave us a review if you like the show. This episode of Lone Stranger was written by Matt Curtin, directed by Amber Lee, and produced by Molly Livingston. The voice of the stranger was Zoe Yale. The voice of Maxie was Sarah James. The voice of Mr. Cold was Matt Curtin. Sound design by Jacob Menke. For more on this show and others like it, please visit us at audiostudios.com. That's O-D-D-I-O studios.com. See you around, stranger.